What's going on, K-State Nation? This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast, this other K-State podcast, quote-unquote, all things K-State sports. The first time on this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast. Volleyball, small little preview here. As K-State prepares for another mini-tournament beginning tonight against NC State. Again, it's the first time listening to this podcast. Make sure you do go ahead and hit the subscribe button, hit the like button as well, and the alarm bell every time we post content daily. Yes, sir, daily. Y'all, we first to be notified about that. And be on the lookout for another episode tonight, obviously, while the volleyball team is taking on NC State, because I did not get around to uploading the news and notes from the press conference, the biggest takes that I took from it anyways, from the North Dakota, what could have been a disaster is loss for the football team. So I'll have that up tonight. Well, this will go out this morning ahead of the NC State match at Morgan Family Arena later on tonight. And of course, speaking of tonight, yes, I'm going to hop on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-D-I-D Apostles Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-D-I-D Apostles Podcast for more coverage of your K-State Wildcats. And obviously with NFL going on tomorrow and Friday, and Alex Aiden, my co-host over there for the Podbean app, for the bonus coverage of the Pro Project Podcast over there on Podbean. Busy this week, so I'm going to sneak over there after I come back from the PT meet. so a little worried about that, but I'll be hopping over there for a little bit there and giving kind of synopsis there on the football team there. So you will get a fresh episode over there. So I'll hop over there when I get back from the PT. So there's an update on that as well. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast, getting all that out of the way, because tonight, K-State Volleyball back in action after sweeping their respective matches in the K-State Invitational, course, hosted by K-State. Jason Mansfield, head coach of the women's volleyball team, Jordan Williams and company, Anaya Clinton, and the MVP of the K-State Invitational, Shaylee Myers, taking on NC State tonight, going down the first matchup at 6:30 there as well. And of course, I'm not gonna look that far ahead because they're playing on Friday as well against Nevada. But NC State tonight, both teams are undefeated. NC State Wolfpack 3-0 from the ACC. So there's that there as well. And let me see here. So we got already got that. So this is the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas Classic. So from the K-State Invitational to right on to another one there as well. So there you go. So K-State, the program off to its 31st. Wait a minute, saying something. Yeah, it's the 31st time in the program's 52 years of the volleyball history that they are 2-0 to start. You see, they're going to put the upset on NC State here tonight. We'll see what happens there. NC State's pretty decent there as well. Kind of the recap, some things a little bit there. K-State, defensively, 87% hitting percentage there. 28 kills, 19 errors. And I just said, Shaylee Myers coming off of a great performance in the K-State Invitational last weekend, being named the MVP of the Invitational, looks to take that momentum from that. And Coach Mansfield talked about Shaylee Myers taking the next step, and I might have mentioned that as well. We saw a little bit of Shaylee Myers last year, not a whole lot last year. So, and she's one of the she and Ava LeGrand, one of the two leftovers from the Susie Fritz team. So when Susie Fritz was here last, before, of course, getting before the hire of Jason Mansfield. So yeah, so she's got to carry. She obviously has to carry that momentum forward from that. Hey, if they're gonna take down NC State tonight, and obviously we'll have a postcast from this match, obviously. She's going to have to carry that momentum, that early season momentum, continue to build that, right? So she's got some momentum going for her there as well. And then, of course, speaking of Ava LeGrand, she and Anaya Clinton were also on the all-tournament team from last weekend there as well. So I look for building blocks, right? My favorite saying on this podcast, I say it all the time. You need to build, continue to build that momentum. Hey, if it's going to take that team effort to knock off NC State this evening. So we'll see what happens there as well. And also, throwing a new newbie here in the Pro Project Podcast, Kaylee Pond, getting recognized here on the note sheet there, as well as she was a big factor in there as well. 21 digs. In that tournament as well. And then Simone Sims, one of the other veterans coming back on this team who was a factor last year. Simone Sims, 16 digs, 5 aces in that as well. NC State, the opponent tonight for K-State Women's Volleyball. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here on this volleyball edition of the podcast. NC State 3-0 coming into Morgan Family Arena tonight. 2024... 16-13, appeared in the first round of the NCAA tournament there. The Wolfpack are led by Jordan Smith, 2.5 kills per set, and also Rebecca Ring as well. Two kills a set there as well. This is some of the names. Let me go through some of the names here. We've talked about Jason Mansfield already. His counterpart on the other side, Megan Wargo Kennedy, 6 year at NC State. Actually, excuse me. So this is her 6 year as a college volleyball, women's volleyball coach, first at NC State. So there's that, and she was hired within. So that's that on that, obviously, and we'll come back to Nevada there on for Friday's match as well. So in the past there, the last time K-State's played NC State, you got to go back a couple years ago to 2022, where K-State defeated NC State 3-1. So K-State leads. Ooh, almost said it, swept them. K-State leads the series 2-1 there. So this is the fourth meeting between these schools, and we'll see what happens tonight. As K-State will look to stay unbeaten in the friendly confines of Morgan Family Arena, and they'll host NC State tonight in Game 1 of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Class of Kansas Classic held in Manhattan, Kansas. So home cooking. We'll see if K-State Women's Volleyball can continue that home cooking here early on in the 2025 season. And once again, the Pro Project Podcast, just like any other of the K-State podcasts, on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this Women's Volleyball Preview Edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from a cooler Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.